Hello and welcome to your GCSE Geography Revision podcast. I'm so glad you've pressed play today because this topic, UK distinctive ecosystems, is one of those areas where a little bit of focused revision can make a huge difference to your marks. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdExcel or OCR, the core ideas are the same. And by the end of this episode, you'll feel genuinely confident walking into that exam hall. So, let's start with the big picture. The UK is a relatively small island nation, but it punches well above its weight when it comes to ecological diversity. We have a remarkable variety of both terrestrial ecosystems, that means land-based ones, and marine ecosystems in our surrounding seas. And crucially, humans rely on these ecosystems for food, water, climate regulation, and much more. That's the heart of this topic. Now, let's get into the four main terrestrial ecosystems. I want you to really know these. Examiners love asking you to describe and distinguish between them, so I'll give you the key characteristics for each one. First up, moorlands. Picture the Peak District, the North York Moors, the Scottish Highlands. Moorlands are found in upland areas, so higher ground, typically in Northern England, Scotland, and Wales. The climate is cool and wet, and the soils are acidic and waterlogged, forming what we call peat. Because peat forms when dead plant material doesn't fully decompose, moorlands are actually brilliant carbon stores, a really important fact for your exam. The dominant plant is heather, which gives moorlands that stunning purple colour in late summer. Wildlife includes red grouse, mountain hares, and golden plovers. Key exam point. Moorlands cover around 10% of the UK's land area, and over 75% of the world's heather moorland is found in the UK. That's a statistic worth remembering. Second ecosystem, heathlands. Now, don't confuse heathlands with moorlands. This is a really common mistake candidates make. Heathlands are lowland ecosystems found in southern England. Think Surrey, Dorset, and the New Forest. The soils are sandy, acidic and free-draining, which is the opposite of the waterlogged peat soils of moorlands. Because the soil drains so quickly, it's nutrient poor, which means only specialist plants can survive. You'll find heather here too, but also gorse, that spiky yellow-flowered shrub, and bracken fern. The Dartford warbler is a classic named species for heathlands. Lowland heathland is actually one of Europe's most threatened habitats, with over 80% lost in the last 200 years due to development and agriculture. Another great statistic for your answers. Third, woodlands. The UK's woodlands include ancient deciduous forests, dominated by oak, ash, beech and birch, as well as coniferous plantations. Ancient woodland, which is land that has been continuously wooded since at least 1600, covers only about 2.5% of the UK's land area. That's tiny, and it's why ancient woodland is so precious. Woodlands support extraordinary biodiversity. Think bluebells carpeting the forest floor in spring, badgers, dormice, and hundreds of invertebrate species. The New Forest in Hampshire and Wychwood Forest in Oxfordshire are great named examples to use. Woodlands also provide ecosystem services like flood prevention, carbon storage, and timber. And fourth, wetlands. Wetlands include fens, bogs, marshes and swamps, anywhere that is permanently or seasonally waterlogged. They're found in river floodplains, coastal areas and low-lying ground. The Norfolk Broads is probably the most famous UK wetland, a network of rivers, lakes and marshes in East Anglia, designated as a national park. Wetlands are incredibly important for biodiversity. They're home to otters, bitterns, marsh harriers and a huge range of water plants. They also provide vital ecosystem services. They act as natural flood defences by absorbing excess water, they filter pollutants from water, and they store carbon in their waterlogged soils. The Somerset Levels is another excellent named example, especially as it suffered severe flooding in 2013 and 2014, raising questions about wetland management. So, to recap those four terrestrial ecosystems, and here's a little memory hook for you. Think MHWW. Moorlands, heathlands, woodlands, wetlands. Or if you prefer a sentence, my hedgehog wanders wetly. A bit silly, but it works.